And it's Kristen Cruz here along with
Laura Nickerson. Hey, it's the Best of LA with Kristen and Laura. We have so many great things to talk about tonight, including travel to China and a couple other little tidbits I have in store for you. Kristen, are you excited to hear them?
I'm so excited. I'm just going to sit here and struggle to open this bottle of Coppola Red while you tell me, because red, it's red tonight. It's the red label. It's gorgeous because we're celebrating the Chinese New Year, which is today, and that's why we've got a themed show. But yes, while I struggle to open this bottle.
All right, now I have two things I will share with you. They are local, but you do not get to hear them now. I will tell you them later at the end of the show.
What?
I've got two cool insider tips for your weekend here in Los Angeles with kids. One of them involves dinosaurs, and the other one involves burritos. That's all I'm saying.
Dinosaurs and burritos? That's like a 70-year-old's dream come true.
Thank you very much. And, over seven by a few years, year old. But first, I have to ask you something, Kristen. Did you read, there was this blog that was tossed around a little bit today, talking about how to comfort your children when they are going to get their shots at the doctor. Did you read that?
Oh my gosh, yes, that was on the Momosphere online, and we've all had that experience. In fact, remember when we talked to Monique Sultani, our wine expert mom, she had actually taken her twins to the doctor for shots that day, and then when it was on the air with us that night. So this is really something moms talk about.
Oh yeah, especially because, you know, they don't tell you that your kid's going to be really upset and uncomfortable for some period of time afterwards, like what could be up to a day.
Yeah.
But I had, when I was reading these stories and listening to these stories about all the ways to give the shots, and they had all these really great tips, like, you know, love your child and give them a stuffed animal and feel the love. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, okay, so let's get real for a second. I just have to share the story of what happened with my youngest son. We go in to get his regular shots and a blood draw, right? And we're in this very crowded lab, so we have to wait for a long period of time. And like I said, he's 3 or 4 years old, so we get him in there, and there is no amount of nice talking or bribing or stuffed animals or flowers and rainbows that is going to get my child to actually allow the nurse anywhere near his arm with that stinking needle, right? So we have to hold down his arm with two nurses and an assistant in the crowded, across the crowded lobby. Do you know what my son screams at the top of his lungs?
What?
I'm going to kill you, Mommy. I'm going to kill you. Really? Really, Kristen. And
he
then,
turns into Damien.
You know what she does? She gives him the shot, and he looks at her, and he summons up his 3.5-year-old madness, and he gives her a face and says, I am never playing with you again.
Oh, no.
To the nurse.
That's like the baddest thing you can say with your 3 and you're banned from being played with. You're done.
When you are 3 years old, that is, you know, that is a curse and a pox upon their house, you know.
That's not right.
Playing with you.
That's right.
Absolutely. And you know what? We have a guest that we are talking to tonight that also has dealt with toddlers in situations. Can you talk a little bit about our amazing guest, Kelly, because she's coming on the air in just a minute.
So our guest tonight, Kelly Chu, okay, she has been in situations that were intense with a toddler, but by choice, because we're talking about traveling halfway around the world to Taiwan with her kid. Just she and her son is the most adorable, smart child you'll ever meet, but it's still going to be not easy on a flight with, you know, a young kid that far. Well, let's talk about that. How did she do it? What did she do when she got there? I mean, are there things to do with kids? And what would you do? And let's get some secrets and some tips from her. Also, I want to know more about how to celebrate the Chinese New Year. So welcoming in our guest tonight, it's Kelly on the phone. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So Kelly and I are friends, and I'm supposed to be going over to her house at some point soon to do hot pot for the Chinese New Year, because it's not just celebrated today. Like, if we can get a hot pot in somewhere in the next week, we're good, right, Kelly? That still counts?
Actually, we're celebrating Chinese New Year for about 14 days, so we're good. All 15 days for the next 2 weeks.
14 days.
Yeah. Okay, 14 days
of
celebrating.
I love it. That's a party.
Right? That's my kind of party. Okay, in a hot pot,
that's how
it's
I want
something
my birthdays
really
to
cool.
Be.
Not anymore. I wish I didn't have birthdays. I let my birthdays just slip right under the bridge. I don't have birthdays anymore. Isn't that funny? It just stopped.
That's
soon
weird.
Other things will stop. Yeah, that's what happens when you get older. So, Kelly's an awesome mom, and she's from Taiwan, and she and her son have traveled halfway across the world before and made this trip. Obviously, she has family there, so that's why she makes the trip every year. But, Kelly, for moms like us, we would dream about taking a trip like that. You get on a plane. You have your son. How young was Duncan when you first started flying to Taiwan with him?
Duncan was just a little bit short of, like, a month before he turned two. So he was about probably 2 years old when I took
that
him.
Is
oh,
like
my
the
gosh.
Zone. That is the toddler
oh
zone.
Gosh.
That's like the hardest way and time to take him. How did you get through that long, long flight with a toddler?
Lots of patience and no sleep.
I bet.
Yeah, the toddler, I recall at the time, he got really excited about getting onto the airplane. And I recall that I brought along some toys for him, but he is more interested in just walking up and down the aisle during the flight. So I have to got up.
Oh, my gosh.
Take him to walk up and down and up and down the aisle until the flight attendants start teasing us. And
how long is the flight from Los Angeles to Taiwan, or is it a direct flight? How does the flight work to get there? Logistics.
It is a direct flight. We have a direct flight here from Los Angeles to Taipei, Taiwan, and it's about 13 to 14 hours.
14 hours of walking up and down the aisle.
Of no sleep. And then when you get there, is it the day before? Is it the day before LA or the day after LA? Once you get to Taipei.
Taipei is right now with the standard Pacific time here. Taipei is 16 hours ahead of us.
So you have no sleep. You're a day ahead, and you land with a 2-year-old. Thank goodness you made it, and I'm sure that the flight attendants are nice enough to help you out with that. Then once you get to Taiwan. I was at the mall with Kelly the other day, and we were talking about China and Taiwan. They just had big elections there. It was a very big deal politically what just happened in Taiwan. And I didn't actually know, because I'm an idiot, the difference between the relationship with mainland China and Taiwan. Can you educate us a little, Kelly?
China considered Taiwan as a renegade province. However, since Second World War, the Shekashe government, which is the KMT party, has basically escaped China during the Civil War and moved the whole party and many of the soldiers and their families to Taiwan in hope that one day they were able to return to China to take the power, but it never happened. And that was back in the 40s. So since then, Taiwan has more or less become its own independent state or country. Right now, the whole political issues between Taiwan and China is that whether or not Taiwan is considered part of China or Taiwan is considered as an independent country.
Interesting.
We have our own president running the government, and we have our own economy, and definitely we're democracy, we're not communists. So it's has been a topic, I want to say, for a long time.
Laura,
but let me ask you.
And the coolest thing, I was just going to tell you they elected a female president. That's all. Just whoop, that's all. Whoop. Okay, there you go.
So it can be done. It can be done. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Okay. You know, Kelly, I was just going to ask you. Some people can be a little daunted by the idea of going all the way, not really knowing what to expect there. But there really are some great things for kids to see there. What would you recommend?
If we travel with a young kid, first of all, I want to say that I'm from the capital city, Taipei, which is a metropolitan city. So the difference between living in L.A. versus living in Taipei is that in L.A. we're heavily dependent upon driving in a car. So we get the kids into the car seat and we start driving. But in Taipei, I have a car. And most of the people would choose a public transportation. We have subways, metros, we have buses, taxis. So the kids get really excited about getting onto those public transportation.
Yeah, the little things that
it's
kids get all excited
about.
That,
yeah, the adults are probably like, oh, I got to ride the bus again. I got to take the subway. And the kids are like, well, let's do it again.
Yeah, and also there are, within Taipei itself, there are several interesting places that he would love to go. And the first and foremost is definitely Night Market. What is Night Market? Is there are full stalls. The vendors were selling all sort of different things, and in addition to food, they will be in the area where usually it's controlled. The traffic would not be able to get into that area at nighttime, so most of the time it's just a foot traffic by the pedestrians that allows the vendors to set up their kiosks, set up their stalls to start selling their products. And along the side of the buildings, there will be little stores selling different things, all you can think of, clothing and everyday wear, everyday household stuff, toys, and so on and so forth. What attracts the kids the most is that in those night markets, there will be game stalls. Some stalls are sitting on the street. You can play a little game. You'll win some small tokens or small toys. And some of the bigger stores, it will be literally like a store. And it's an indoor arcade for kids. So kids love to go to night market to have something to eat. And you have a little bit of a different thing from one stall to another. And then you go to those indoor arcade or go to the stalls. So you get to play games. You get in some things. And it's something that kids love, and I also love because I love the food there.
Kelly, you know what I was thinking? It sounds like you could do Nine Markets a couple times. Like, I mean, it's one of those things like when you go to Disneyland, like you can't get it all in one day. Maybe you need to do it a couple of times. So that's something you can do with the kids more than once. And if you're wondering, yes, there's McDonald's nearby because, you know what, the kids want nuggets sometimes. It just they do. And that's also something,
chicken
right,
McNuggets,
Kelly?
The internet.
Yes,
food.
There's McDonald's, there's Starbucks. All over the place.
Oh, thank God.
One, yes. And the other places that my kid love to go is, you'll be surprised, convenience stores. 7-Eleven, and we have another several different chains. 7-Eleven is one, and Family Mart, which is another chain from Japan. They are everywhere around your block in your neighborhood, and they're open 24 hours. Many of them have like a seating area now where you can buy some snacks and food, warm food as well, or they have microwave and you can heat it up after you make your purchase. You can sit down and join and chit-chatting. And 7-Eleven, for example, they offer you free Wi-Fi for 30 minutes when you're inside.
It seems like in the city there, it's reminding me a lot of kind of New York, of that energy and that late night and 24-hour markets. Is that what the feel is when you're in the city of Taipei?
In Taipei, yes. So we have, in Taipei, there are a lot of different stores that open 24 hours. In addition to convenience store, there's also a big bookstore chain that open 24 hours. And that building is about 6 floors in that building, and there will be a coffee shop inside the bookstore as well, so you can go read in the middle.
Okay, that sounds so much fun. Can I ask you one question about, now I'm visualizing myself there with the kids, having so much fun, because it sounds like we can, I mean, and I really want to go, and Izzy really wants to go. What about the safety factor? Because, I don't know, I'm traveling to another country, and what is it, what's the safety factor like there in the city during the day and at night when you have the kids with you?
I grew up in Taipei, so I kind of know which area is safer versus some area, maybe a little bit of mixed feelings. I wouldn't consider not safe, but it kind of mixed.
Just like any big city.
It's just like any other city. There will be good area, there will be bad area. Just try to stay in the good area, so you'll be fine. And most of the attractions were the fun things to do and fun places to go would definitely be in those areas.
Basically what you're saying is don't be afraid to travel long distances like that with your kids, even if you don't have family there. Do you feel like it's something that's manageable for most parents, probably more so than we expect?
Definitely, because Taipei is an international city, so the city itself is welcoming to the foreigners. So we have Western things, like, for example, Starbucks and McDonald's. If you feel homesick, it's always there for you. But then you can also experience some Oriental cultures, the Chinese cultures. You can go visit the night market and go to the temple, which is like hundreds of years old. You can go to the nearby cities, not just in Taipei, but nearby city where you can experience like hot spring, for example, because where the island is located, it's right on the earthquake zone. Hence, we have volcanic activity, volcanoes. And because of that, there will be hot springs everywhere. And you can take the kids to go like a train ride for maybe half an hour to 40 minutes to a nearby city that is known for hot spring. The kid loves it. They make it into like a water park right now. The kid can go there and have an afternoon fun in the water park.
And now, is this a good time to travel? You know, seasons are different everywhere. What would you say is the best time to travel to Taiwan and why?
I prefer to go in late fall. Late fall is kind of in between when it's not too hot and not too wet. You get this warm climate, but also towards the drier side, and it's very comfortable, and you get to enjoy an outdoor more.
Okay, that's what I need to put on my calendar, Kelly, if I want to head over there with the kids. So it
can we
is
stay
a
with
Chinese.
You?
Yes, yes, we can stay with Kelly's family, right? We're all invited.
More than welcome.
So, Kelly, it is the Chinese New Year. Today it starts, we learned from Kelly, it's 14 days, and there's a lot of celebrating going on. We've posted up some fun things on MomAngeles.com that you can check out with your kids in Los Angeles. But I'd love to ask you, as a mom, how can we celebrate with our children?
Well, I try to talk to my son about what the origin of Chinese New Year, about the monster called Nian and how monster used to invade the village, and but it kind of scared him. So I went for the different approach now. So just kind of tell him that the best part of a Chinese New Year as a kid is to get red envelopes from the adults or from your families and friends.
And what's inside the red envelopes?
Money.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great celebration to me.
Yeah.
It's for good luck. Yeah, Kelly and I have spent Chinese New Year before together. We actually were at Whole Foods. I'm not joking you. Our Whole Foods put on the coolest Chinese New Year celebration. It was so fun, and it blessed the Whole Foods. They had the dragon running around the grocery store. Was he spitting out gold coins?
Oh, yeah, the kids were feeding them lettuce, the cabbage and lettuce, and then the lion kind of the dragon starts spinning up the gold coins for the kids go pick up.
You know what? It's fun. I mean, for me, it's important for me to expose my children to as much as I possibly can. And I got to tell you, I'm in Valencia today. Izzy was like, it's Chinese New Year. The least you can do is take me to Panda Express. So I did. they gave us a red envelope, and egg rolls were free today, by the way, so I got one. And they gave her a red envelope, and somebody said, what's in that? Oh, her little brother said, what's in that? And she said, money. And so she was excited. Of course, inside was a coupon, which in my world is cash, for like some free orange chicken. So, you know, we try to celebrate, but I'm really excited about the next couple of weeks. And I can't wait to come over to your house and have hot pot with you to celebrate the Chinese New Year, Kelly.
I can't wait either.
We'll make it happen.
I'm going to invite myself along on that party, just FYI. Get ready.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing with us. We're really excited to know that it is possible to take your family halfway around the world to China. There are beautiful, amazing things to experience in Taiwan, in the city and a little bit outside the city, beautiful natural hot springs, all these great things, you know, you may not have known. And here's a mom down the street in L.A. who's taken her very little kid on this trip with much success and fun. So we appreciate you giving us the encouragement and sharing all of your knowledge. And thank you so much, Kelly. And again, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right, Laura, I think that our next trip is now in the books. I'm ready to go, right? She had me at Natural Hot Springs.
She had me. She'll let me walk up and down the aisles in the plane. I'm great. That makes me happy.
As far as moms go, listen, and to the newer, you know, it's daunting to get on a plane flight with your kid. But I, in my experience, and I've flown a lot with my kids for work, has been that the flight attendants are totally understanding. The other people flying with you, you might need to work on them a little bit. Some moms actually bring treats and pass them out to passengers. I've heard they get on
I've
the plane
that.
With treats. Have you heard of that? Yeah, the little goodie bag to everybody. I mean, you know, there are many ways to approach it. But all in all, people are pretty understanding.
Well, yeah, I mean, people are people. You know, kids are obnoxious sometimes, and people are obnoxious sometimes, and adults can snore and drive you crazy, too. So it's like, you know, we're all just stuck in this little tin can together, and we all just got to deal with it. That's what I that's
All right,
fine.
Laura,
hey,
weren't you going to drop some knowledge about burritos and dinosaurs?
Okay, dinosaurs. I got to start with the dinosaurs. This is some LA insider scoop, all right?
Yes.
There's something you don't know. I'm going to blow your mind right now. You can spend the night with your children at the Natural History Museum. Like Night at the Museum, it is open to the public.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
It
if
is.
I didn't have kids,
I've
I would borrow
it.
Some just to do that. Wait, you did? You did it?
I did it. I did it with my son's Cub Scout group. And I have to say, I was like knocking my husband over like, I'm going, I'm taking him. Because I've always wanted to do that. And it is a really interesting experience to be up in the middle of the night in a history museum like that where you're around the dinosaur bones and you get free reign to sort of crawl the walls. They do scavenger hunts.
Wow.
They have activity packets. They have breakfast. I slept like under the wolves. So just so you know, you can do that. They're doing the next one on February 12th at 6:30 p.m. to 9 a.m. the next morning. That's this Friday night. My number two insider scoop involving burritos is, did you know that today Chipotle shut down in the morning? They shut down.
No, what happened?
All across the world, the planet of Chipotle. I said Chipotle because that's the French pronunciation. Chipotle.
Because you're fancy.
Because that's my fancy voice. They shut it down because they've been having some issues with some safety concerns. So they're going to do a whole briefing on that in every Chipotle to make sure that everybody is safe. They shut down until 3 o'clock today. But here's the good news for you. And it is now 9:30 LA time. You can get a free burrito if you text RAINCHECK to 888-222. And they will give you a free burrito because they are feeling bad about losing your business this morning. So you have a couple hours. You better get on it and go get that free burrito from Chipotle.
RAINCHECK.
Chipotle.
Wait, I'm doing it right now. Chipotle. Do we have
Chipotle.
Either that or you're drunk? Either you're being fancy or you've had too much to drink. Okay, wait. Okay, so that is awesome.
Text the word RAINCHECK and you'll get a free burrito. So there you
That's
go. I've got
so
two
crazy.
Insider scoops for you right here on Best of LA with Kristen and Laura.
You know what? And I love that company did that too. You know, even if I don't get my free burrito, I think that's super cool that a company does something like that. It makes me want to go there when I hear that kind of stuff happening in corporate America. There's still good people running big companies like this, and I love it. You can always come back here on Monday nights at 9. We're live. We are going to open it up so that you can chat with us, so that you can see us, so that you can interact with us and ask questions of our guests. So we're really working on incorporating that into it so that the live show is a destination for you. But this is a podcast, so you can listen to it anytime you want. So it may not be the day of Chinese New Year, but this is great stuff for you if you want to travel to somewhere exciting like China. You want to hear another mom's story of what she did when she got there. This is anytime listening. So put us in your pocket. We'll be your pocket travel guide with you, whether it's here in LA, finding great things to do, or halfway around the world with your kids enjoying a place like Taiwan. And we'll see you next Monday right here on the Best of LA. Bye. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Oh, happy Chinese New Year.
Cedars One, or visit our website.